Fred McDougall, born February 1st, 1908.
Okay, that makes you how old?
72 years.
Okay. Where were you born, Mr.?
4 miles north of Mercer, out in Cool Spring Township.
Uh-huh. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had four sisters and three brothers. Uh-huh. The four sisters were the oldest, and three brothers were the youngest. Uh-huh. And I had an older brother than me, than a younger. I was the middle one.
Uh-huh. What'd your father do?
He was a farmer.
Farmer.
We had 107 acres.
What did he raise? Just general crops?
General crops, yes.
Uh-huh. What nationality were your mother and father?
Well, my father was Scotch, my mother was Irish.
Uh-huh. How many generations had your families been in America?
Well, my father's father, I think, came from Scotland.
Your father came from Scotland?
No, my father's father.
I see, your grandfather.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. In what year? Any idea what year that was?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That must have been somewhere middle of the 19th century, something like
probably
that?
Probably.
Uh-huh. But how about on your mother's side? How many generations have you been here?
Well, I imagine about the same as my father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did your father, has your father always been a farmer?
Yes.
Your whole life?
Well, no. When he was younger, I don't know just what. Uh-huh. He worked for different places. And,
uh-huh. How long did he own the farm you were on?
Well, I was born and raised, and on my 19th birthday, he passed away,
uh-huh.
1927. And so I'd say about 17, 18 years we had the farm there.
Uh-huh. Where had you been before that?
Well, I'm in a farm just across.
From London?
No, from up Mercer.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Cool Spring Township.
I see, yeah.
It was an adjoining farm.
Uh-huh.
And they moved over to the other farm.
I see. But they'd always been in Cool Spring,
yes.
Township.
Uh-huh. Pretty much, yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you observe many Scotch customs?
Well,
were you aware of any?
Well, my oldest nephew, he played in a Scottish band here in Grove City.
Uh-huh.
He liked that real well.
Uh-huh.
And my great niece just came back from Scotland and over across Europe, and she brought me back a plaque of the uh-huh. McDougall.
Oh.
And so I'm going to treasure that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And.
So you had several brothers and sisters, and let's see.
I had two brothers and four sisters.
Okay. What was your first job?
My first job was farming.
Uh-huh. For your dad, or what?
Yes, and then my first job really was working for the Bessemer Railroad.
Oh. How old were you then?
I was about 16.
What year would that be?
Well, that would be about in 24 or 25. Uh-huh. It was when we put this railroad in through.
Oh, you put the road through Grove City?
Well, not the road here, but the new road that they put through, the high road. They started up there at the Cool Spring Station and cut across country.
Oh, I see.
And my father was a boss, and I was a water boy.
You mean besides being a farmer, he worked for the railroad?
Yes.
Did he always do that?
No. No, when they put this cross, why, he got a job as foreman.
Uh-huh.
And
Why did he do that? Wasn't there enough money on the farm? You needed a little extra?
We needed the extra uh-huh. money, yes.
Uh-huh. He took the job because they were hiring in that area?
Yes. And
Did he ever work at any other jobs besides farming? And the best?
Well, I think years ago he and his brother had a bakery here in Grove City.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, on Broad
Street. Besides farming, huh?
Well, that was before he was married.
Oh, I see.
And
uh-huh. Did he ever say much about that bakery?
No, only I can remember one or two in town here, they're passed away too, and they said that they used to go in there and get coffee and donuts.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, so you worked, how old when you worked for the Bessemer?
I was about 15, 16 years old.
Oh, you worked for your father then?
Yeah, I was the water boy.
I see.
And we put this road through that uh-huh. goes through now. Uh-huh. You see, they don't go through Mercer anymore. The railroad.
Uh-huh. Where had it gone through?
Well, it went into Mercer, then there was a branch went into Mercer.
Uh-huh.
And the passenger trains used to run in there and back.
Oh, uh-huh.
And
on a branch line?
Yes, uh-huh. on a switch went into uh-huh. Mercer. And so they cut that out and then they changed
when
the railroad.
When did they cut that out?
Well, as I say, back in 1920.
Oh, back then, huh?
20, somewhere in there.
Why'd they cut it out?
Well,
because of the cars?
I suppose it's... it makes it shorter coming from there down. And when they come through Pardo, it was a terrible drag. And they'd have to have three engines on the train to get through, and a lot of times they would stall.
Why is that?
Well, it was...
Uphill?
Uphill. So when they come in across country, they would cut out that.
Oh, I see.
So my father was the boss. He cleared the woods, and I carried the water, and we drove piling and all that sort of stuff, and so I helped put that road through.
Did you have any problems putting it through?
Yes. They went to dig the foundation for the bridge across over the main tracks before they closed them, and it was mud, blue fire clay. And the boys would get down in there to dig and get a little bit on their shovel and put it up out and bring their shovel back. It was still sticking on the shovel.
Oh, it's kind pain of in the neck.
Oh,
huh?
It was terrible. So they finally had to start and dig it with some other kind of machine.
Okay. How many hours a day did you work?
8.
Was that normal in those days, or was that for younger guys?
Well, it was...
Did all the men on the team work 8 hours?
Yeah.
When did the 8-hour day come in around here?
Oh, I don't know. It's been quite a while.
Uh-huh.
Of course, with some jobs, it didn't matter. You could work overtime and whatnot. Now, when the farm, it wasn't 8 hours there. Your work never was done there.
Uh-huh. Were you glad to get away from the farm work?
Well, yes. Uh-huh. I never liked farming. It was hard work.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I'll never forget my farm day. That was wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And anyone that never was on a farm had missed a lot.
Uh-huh.
I liked the animals and all.
Uh-huh. What animals did you have?
We had cows and horses and pigs and sheep, chickens and ducks, turkeys,
everything, huh?
Guineas.
Did you eat them yourself or did you sell them?
Well, we had our own meat, yes, our own pork and our own chickens. But the guineas, we never ate those. We just had those for
show.
Show and.
How'd you eat the pork? How did you save it?
Well, we would butcher in the fall, and then we'd put it down in salt water, brine, for the winter.
Oh, you salted it, huh?
Yeah, put it down in salt water and left it there all winter, then took it out in the spring and hung it up and smoked it with hickory wood for a week and a half.
Did it taste salty?
No.
Uh-huh.
And that way, why it kept, you could have go out and cut a piece off in the hot summer day in July.
Oh, is that
and
right?
And it would be still perfect.
Oh.
That's how it kept.
Why did you kill in the fall if you weren't going to eat it until the spring?
Well, we did eat it through the winter.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, we ate through the winter, too. But what we wanted to save, you know, we packed it in the barrel.
I see.
And would keep it till...
That's a pretty good way, huh?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. See, we didn't have deep freeze in, you know, so that's what it did.
Did you have an ice box?
We had a very beautiful spring house.
Oh, a spring house.
We had 4 springs on our farm. That's why Cool Spring was named that way, because there's so many cool springs on it.
I see.
And we had this water running right through our spring house, and it was just ice cold. And then we had another spring about 50 feet away, entirely different water altogether. That's what we had piped into the house.
Oh.
Had a pitcher pump. We had water in the house.
Did most people have water in the house?
Most of them. When we first went there, they had a ram that pumped the water in.
How'd that work?
Well, it was centrifugal. I don't know. It was one of those automatic things.
Yeah.
I wished I could have kept
worked
it.
Worked by itself?
Yeah, I wished I could have kept it, because that would be something today. And it would just shove a little stream of water about the size of your little finger. And it had a tank there that you'd fill up. But we got the pitcher pump, and that way you always had fresh, cold water out of it.
You mean it didn't run by electricity?
No, it was a ram. It was a, I don't know.
You mean the water itself maybe moved it?
The ram, it was built in such a way, you'd have to read up about how they work. I forget how they called it, but anyway, it was automatic. It would pump the water.
Okay, what did you get paid as water boy?
Oh, I suppose maybe 25, 30 cents an hour. I don't recall now. It's been away back then.
Did you give your money to your parents?
Yes.
Were you expected to give it to your parents?
Well, we had, if we wanted to go into town on a Saturday night, we had spending money. Or went to fair, we had spending money. And we helped buy our clothes. And
that was expected, huh?
Sure.
And you didn't resent it?
No. No, we had a good home and plenty to eat and plenty to wear and a good place to sleep. And I had one of the best fathers and mothers in the world. Uh-huh. Of course, you have the right to say that about yours, too. Uh-huh. And we went to church. I was born and raised in Cool Spring Church.
What the denomination is that?
Presbyterian.
Uh-huh. Did religion play much of a role in life in those days?
Yes.
More than today?
Well, I don't know as anymore, but we were taught then in Bible school and in our classes, uh-huh, and that there was a power above, and I still believe it. And no one can change my mind, and anybody that can't see it is awful blind, because you look out and see the beautiful things that's created, mm-hmm, you know, it just didn't come about.
Mm-hmm.
And
Did religion guide your life in any way? I mean,
well,
did it help
yes.
you make decisions? In those
yes,
days?
And you thought twice before you do certain things.
Uh-huh. I see.
But shady things, you know.
Yeah.
That,
it held you back.
Yeah, we never thought of gotten stealing or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have to in the first place.
Yeah.
But we were taught, and of course, we went to school. We had a teacher at school that we had to mind.
Uh-huh.
And our dad told us always that if we went to school and we got a lick at school and we come home and he found it out, we'd get another one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was the discipline we had.
Were there any discipline problems at school ever?
Well, once or twice we had a lady teacher.
Uh-huh.
And they, I don't know, we smarted off a little bit. We didn't quite have the, you know, we done things that we shouldn't have done, let's put it that way, in a way.
Uh-huh.
But then she asked for a lot of it, too.
Uh-huh.
I won't mention her name, but it.
Did you eat lunch at school?
Mm-hmm. Carried her lunch.
Was there a cafeteria?
No. Uh-huh. Carried her own lunch.
What did you do?
It's country school.
Oh, one room school.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How many kids were there?
Oh, about 40, 45.
Uh-huh.
All 8th grades.
Uh-huh.
And
one teacher.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we walked 2 miles cross country to school.
Uh-huh. 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
One way.
Was it a pretty good education, you think?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Outside of that, I had about year and a half in high school.
And people didn't go to high school in those days, is that right?
Oh, yes. Some of them did.
Uh-huh.
And I went a year and a half, and then my father died, and of course, I had to stay home and help Mom on the farm, and so that's why I didn't go back to school.
Oh, you had to take over, huh?
So my youngest brother and I, we started running the farm. He died in June, so we stayed home, and then of course, when school started to fall, got a job helping the neighbor.
Uh-huh.
I stayed with him for spring, then I come down here and got a job at Ideal Bakery.
Oh,
I
see.
I worked in the bakery for...
How old were you at that time?
Well, I was 19 when my father died, and that was about... I was about 20, 21 years old when I started doing that.
Uh-huh.
And then I unloaded 2 carloads of flour and contracted arthritis, and I've had it ever since. On my 21st birthday, I had to start walking with crutches and canes.
Is that right?
And...
Uh-huh.
I've had it for years, and then they operated on me over in Sharon. They said they could straighten my left hip out, and which they did, but they put me in a full body cast from my knees clear to here, and I was in there for 99 days, the 2 casts. To get out of there, both hips and my back were stiff.
Uh-huh.
And of course, having arthritis, the doctor here told me, he said, Fred, whatever position you're in, when you get out of that cast, that's the position you'll be in.
Uh-huh.
Well, then I was in 2 automobile wrecks after that, and that put me back in the hospital, pretty near broke my back again.
Well, did your arthritis keep you from getting the job you wanted?
Yes, but then after I got feeling better, then I worked for Palmer Smith Center in polishing aluminum.
Where is that at?
That was in Grove City here.
Oh, Grove City's been your base, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
polishing aluminum?
Sanding and polishing aluminum.
To do what with it?
Well, so that they could sell it, you know, make trays and whatnot.
Oh, this was the company that makes the...
Palmer Smith, yeah.
Yeah, I see.
And so then after I had the operations, I had that, and then...
When did you have the operations?
In 1930...
Oh, when you were 21 or so, huh?
No, it was about 9 years later.
Uh-huh.
And they decided that they could help me. a friend of mine here in town with the Rotary Club, they said that they could help me.
Uh-huh.
And they put up part of the money.
Oh.
And I went to Sharon and with mother's my money, and they had this clinic over there.
Uh-huh.
And a specialist from Pittsburgh come up and done the operation. But they should never put me in a full body cast, because that way of being in there for 99 days and having arthritis, both hips and my back were stiff. So then it'll be 5 years the last this January that I fell and broke my back, and was in three more casts for over 120 some days. So,
well, what did you think of it? Was it a hospital in Sharon that you went to?
Buell.
In the, what was that, in the 20s or the early 30s?
Well, that was in the 30s.
Were hospitals much different then than they are now?
Well, they've got more modern equipment today.
Uh-huh.
And
did they treat you better in those days?
Oh, I've never been treated wrong in all my life.
Uh-huh.
And I've been about 9 different hospitals. They've all been beautiful.
Pretty good. Huh?
So most people are wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And I'll throw this in, too, that some of them talk about the young folks of today. There's nothing wrong with the young folks of today, just some of them. Most of them are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they deserve a lot of credit, I think.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to your early days. What did you do in your spare time when you say you were 10 years old or thereabouts?
Well, we played tag. And we'd
Who'd you play with, your brothers and sisters?
Brothers and sisters. Uh-huh. And the neighbors, they'd come over too. We had neighbors too, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we just had everything. And then we'd go skating out and down in the pond or down in the creek.
Uh-huh.
And we'd sled ride. Yeah, we'd swim in Old Otter Creek. And
how about when you were a teenager?
Well, and when we was a teenager, well, that was, I wasn't a teenager till, well, let's see, I was 16, I had my first driver's license then.
Oh, and did you have a car?
Oh, yes, father had a car.
When did he get a car? What year, roughly?
The first year he had it, I suppose, about 10 years old.
So that'd be about 1918.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did most people seem to get their first car about that time?
Well, around here? Some of them did, yeah.
What percentage of families had cars, say, at the end of World War One, when the war ended?
Well, I suppose 40%, maybe.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How long was it before most people had cars?
Well, my first car ride was, as I say, was about 9, 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
The neighbor lived in Grove City here, and he had his country home up there,
uh-huh.
at a Ford. And that was my first car ride.
Uh-huh. What'd you think of it?
Beautiful.
And the same that was about 1918?
Yeah, when I had my first airplane ride, I wanted everybody in the world to have an airplane ride.
Uh-huh. When did you get your first airplane ride?
Oh, that was back in 19... Well, the same year Will Rogers and Wiley Post was killed. I was
36,
in the hospital.
36, 33, 32,
so
something like
they
that.
They was killed, but I was had my first ride uh-huh. just before that.
What kind of a plane was it?
A two-wing Waco.
Uh-huh.
An open plane.
How did it come about that you got a
Well, they had this plane, one of the doctors from Grove City here, he and this other doctor had this plane together.
Uh-huh.
And they had it parked out there. And so I was driving then, but after I was operated on, I never drove a car. But before that, I could drive my car.
Yeah.
And I went out there and asked him what it cost to cover. Give me an airplane.
Where
ride.
Was the airport?
Well, you know, out the
same place it is now?
No, it was just out here on a farm.
Oh, it was a farm.
Yeah, we took off between two windrows of hay.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the hayfield.
Well, was it an airport or was it just
No, it was just a field there.
When did the first airport come in here?
Well, the first one was out here.
You mean, southeast of town here?
Yeah, the left of Slip Rock Road. That was the first airport.
When was that built? You remember, roughly in the 30s, 40s?
I'd say maybe in around there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we took off between two windrows of hay and this two-wing Waco.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful ride.
Mm-hmm. Did he own the plane?
The two of them did,
mm-hmm.
Van Tassel. And
they just flew it from that farm?
Yeah, and Dr. Dale Jamison, the two of them, they had the plane together.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever crash it?
No, but then Van Tassel, he was a pilot. And he finally was killed in the Second World War.
Oh, was he?
He was ferrying planes.
Oh, he flew planes.
Yeah, he was ferrying them someplace and got killed somehow. Uh-huh. But he was a good aviator, too.
Yeah. Okay, what about as a teenager? Did your recreations change when you became a teenager?
Well, we, as a guy, we'd play ball and have our own ball games, you know. At school, uh-huh. we'd play ball, and then in the evenings, we'd play tag, as I say.
Oh, I see. So you went to high school. What about football and baseball? Did you play those?
No, not in school. I didn't. Uh-huh.
How many kids were in high school in those days in a class?
I suppose it was about 50 or 75 freshmen alone.
Uh-huh. What did you study?
I took up academic scientific uh-huh. course.
Uh-huh. Did you plan on getting a job as a result of your high school education? Is that what you had planned?
I hadn't planned on it.
I just went,
to get an education.
Was it normal? Did everyone was expected to go to high school in those days or not?
No, it just depended. Some of them stayed home.
Who went and who didn't? Who did?
Well, just whoever wanted to, you know.
Well, why would you want to? Did you have a job? Did people have a job in mind when they went to high school generally?
Well, for instance, me, I didn't want to be a farmer.
I see.
So I wanted to get an education.
Something else,
to get uh-huh. something else.
Was that true of most of the kids in school?
I presume, more or less.
They wanted to get make better themselves.
Yes.
When did you get, have you been married?
Oh. Mm-hmm. On my 21st birthday, I could hardly walk.
Oh, I see.
And for 20-some years, I didn't care whether I lived or died. I was that sore stiff with arthritis.
Oh.
And that's 20 years past.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was going to tell you that, and after I had the automobile wreck, I was in the hospital, and I had to learn to walk three different times in my life.
Oh.
The first time I don't remember, but the second two I remember well.
Uh-huh.
And
you've had quite a painful life.
I certainly have. Uh-huh. I still have.
Has it changed your outlook, or your attitude toward people?
No. Uh-huh. People are beautiful. Most people are beautiful.
You've been in a lot of hospitals
in
your life, and are they pretty much the same as they were then?
Pretty much. They do uh-huh. things a little different now.
Uh-huh. But not all that much change.
No.
Uh-huh. Well, did you like high school?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. I liked it.
Was it much different from today?
Well, I suppose it is. Just like this. Now, I write. Uh-huh. I don't print, see. Uh-huh. I never could print.
Uh-huh.
they print now, more or less.
Yeah. Was it mostly academic subjects? Did they have a band in those days?
Oh, yes, they had bands, high school bands.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was a kid at home, we had a piano, and we'd have to get up and sing. And my father, he would mm-hmm. clog, as they called it.
What's that?
Bands.
Clog. C-L-O-G, clog?
I suppose.
He clogged.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And put a couple of table boards down, and that's what he danced on.
Oh.
He kept time to mother.
Was it a Scottish dance, you think?
No, he just kept time to mother's piano music.
Oh, just kind of beat the time mm-hmm. with his feet? Uh-huh. Did many people do that?
No. And they used to come, and we'd all have to sing and put the show on. And then,
what do you mean, to put the show on? You entertained yourself.
Yeah, neighbors would come in.
Oh, did the neighbors come in?
Oh, yeah.
And you'd entertain them with what? What would you do?
Well, we'd play and sing. And
did everybody sing, or just certain people?
Then we had oyster suppers and that sort of thing. We'd go to.
Oh, you entertained yourselves in those days, huh?
And then my first harmonica was about one of the middle ones. I learned to play that,
mm-hmm.
and I'd play with mother when she played the accordion on a piano.
Mm-hmm.
And today I belong to the Mahoning Valley Harmonica Club in Ohio.
Oh.
And we've had a lot of fun.
How often would you come into town?
Oh, on a Saturday night.
Everybody came in on Saturday night?
Yeah, most every night on Saturday
to
night.
Grove City?
Well,
Mercer
then. That was our hometown.
Uh-huh. But you were closer to Mercer than Grove City.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. It was only 4 miles to Mercer.
I see.
And also 4 miles to Fredonia. We went to Fredonia to have our horses shod at the blacksmith shop.
Uh-huh. It was north of Mercer.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What was Mercer like in those days? Did they have a movie theater?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you'd come in on Saturday night. Did you work a six-day week? Did your father work?
Uh-huh. No, we.
What time would you come in?
Well, be around 7 o'clock, something like that.
Uh-huh. What would you do?
Well, my father and mother would buy groceries, and we would maybe walk up and down the street a while and talk to people we hadn't seen for a week.
Did you only come in on Saturdays? Did your father ever come in to
town? Well, yes. We had the car. If he needed something like a plow point or two, he'd have to come in and get something like that.
Before you had the car, did you come in once a week?
Yes, a horse and buggy. We had a surrey and then a horse and buggy. We had two sleighs in the wintertime and the bobsleds.
Oh, you did, huh? Did you? How long would you stay in Mercer on Saturday night?
Well, from 7 to about 9, 2 hours.
What would you do?
Well, while Dad and Mom was shopping, and we'd be buying his shoes or whatever, and it'd take an hour and a half, 2 hours.
How many grocery stores did they have in town?
Oh, gosh. They had the A&P store, and they had about four.
Oh, they had an A&P, huh?
Yeah, back then.
Was that the only chain store they had in town?
At that time, yes.
Did you go to the A&P, or did you go to a grocery store?
We bought the A&P store.
Was it cheaper there?
Yes.
Better store to go to?
It was a good store, and reasonable. And then they had another store, too, that I suppose, I don't know whether they called it the Globe. I suppose that was more or less of a chain store, but the A&P was the most popular.
How many movie theaters did they have in town?
And one.
What would you do after you finished shopping? Go home then? As a teenager, did you get out more yourself?
Yes, I think we went a little more after we got older. That we could go out, and they had a movie over in at the county home.
A movie?
Once a week for the patients out of there. And my father's cousin was the supervisor there. So we'd go over there once a week and some of the neighbor kids around and watch that movie. And that was our first moving picture. And it didn't cost us anything to get in. Of course, we had to behave.
Was the county home located where it is now?
Yes.
It's the old building?
It was the old building then. But
now there's a new one as well.
Yes.
Well, did you get a chance to observe the county home? How did they run it? Who was in the county home?
Well, there was patients there, folks that that didn't have any place to live. And then at that time, they had some folks there that was pretty sick mentally.
Mentally?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a mental ward?
Yeah, they had mental patients there, too, that they, some of them that...
They didn't send them to Warren?
Well, a lot of them did, yeah, but... Some of them there were just little mental. They took care of them. They were very, very kind to them.
And, was it a good place, would you say?
Yes. We've been there a lot of times. And they had good food and took care of them well. And they had done their own farming and raised their own stuff for them. And they ate well.
You never heard any complaints about the place?
No.
Was there much homework when you went to high school?
Well, some, yes.
Not a terrible lot?
No. No, we had our study periods.
Did you like high school?
Yes. I liked the teachers.
How far did you have to travel to school? Where was the high school in those days?
Well, right over here where it is now.
It's the junior high?
Right alongside the...
Church.
East Main UP Church, yeah. That's where I went to high school for a year and a half.
How did you get there?
Well, I stayed with my sister and brother-in-law down in Monroe City here.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, why did you go to, wasn't there a high school in Mercer?
Yes, but then it was easier to be down here and go, it was handier to go from my sister's than it would be from up home. So you had to have your own transportation then.
Oh, there's no buses.
No.
You just got in.
You got there on your own. And so I rode my bicycle when I went to high school. But then they lived right in town here too, Sam, and so we just walked.
What kind of clothes did you wear to high school? Did you wear a tie, a white shirt, and a tie?
No, we just wore.
What kids wear today?
Mostly, we had
casual clothes.
Yeah, we had trousers and shirts.
Was there any problem with kids who couldn't afford decent clothes? Were there many kids in high school?
No, I think that they most all had decent clothes.
Was it? I suppose the poorer people didn't send their kids to high school in those days.
Well, I don't know. We weren't rich, I think most of them had their they had the chance to go and could have went.
Why didn't they go? So few people went to high school.
Well, I don't know. A lot of them thought it'd be better to go out and work and didn't like school and whatnot.
Was there a bus service around here?
Yes.
Where could you get to here conveniently?
Well,
where did
there
people
used to
go?
Be a bus coming from Sharon over here and back.
Oh, yeah?
And then, of course, there's other buses went through here, going from Pittsburgh to Erie.
Well, to Erie, huh?
Yeah.
Did your family ever take a vacation, your father's family?
Well, we used to go to the circus.
Oh, you went to the circus? Where was that?
Well, they had it out different places. They had it out by the Odd Fellows Home. They had it out on the Cranberry Road.
Oh, but it was Grove City, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did many people go to the circus? A lot more than today?
Well, a lot of them went then, just about what they do today.
Were there any other traveling companies that would come through? How about plays? Did they ever put on plays here that anyone went to?
No, not that I know of.
Mostly the movies or the circus, huh?
Yeah.
When
well,
did
they,
the movies...
then they had carnivals, too, that would come once in a while.
Like today's kind of carnival, or what? Was it different?
Pretty much, yeah.
Uh-huh. Were they more cheating in those days, the carnivals, or...
Well, they're
trying
always...
Trying to take advantage of you more than today?
They're always out to
hustling.
Make a buck, you know, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Even at the fairs, the same way.
Uh-huh. Was and there a county fair? Were they different then than now? What did they do in this? Did they have a lot of rides like they do today?
No, they had more livestock and more of that. But today, the fairs now are pretty much carnival.
Yeah.
Got all kinds of rides.
Uh-huh.
And
well, did they have any rides back in those days?
Merry-go-round and swings and a few like that. But they didn't have the variety they do today.
Well, what was fun about going to the fair?
Well,
in the 20s.
Well, to see the parade and see people.
Oh, there was a parade, huh?
Oh, yeah, they always had a big parade every day.
Uh-huh.
And you'd see people, and it was a change. You'd get Cracker Jack and whatnot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what did they sell that was really good to eat?
Well, they had Cracker Jack and ice cream and then hot dogs and hamburgers, and which was a little different, you know. And
how was it different?
Well, we didn't.
Oh, you mean you didn't eat them at home?
Well,
I see.
Once in a while, though, we'd have wiener roast and.
Oh, also, you did? Huh?
Yeah, we'd have hamburger too, and have parties. And the neighbors, different ones, we'd have that. They would have corn roast, or then we'd have East oyster suppers in the wintertime. One or two families would get together, then the next week or two, once or twice a month, then we go somewhere else, and you know, just changed around.
I see. Pretty much like today.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know something about the jobs you've had. You say you worked in a bakery, huh?
Yes.
And you lifted those heavy bags?
Yes, and I contracted arthritis.
Uh-huh.
And then after I did that, then I worked for Palmer Smith, sanding polished aluminum.
How long did you work there?
Well, I worked there until the World War started, the Second World War.
Oh, you worked all through the 30s there. Huh?
And then they couldn't get no more
aluminum.
So then we went to making placemats, silkscreen printing, and we made placemats and
at Palmer's?
And then they couldn't get any more acetate mats from Eastman Kodak Company, so we was out of a job there.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted them then to make Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Silkscreen and all, they didn't take the pay. So then I went up to TNT and got a job up there.
What's TNT?
That's from during the war up there at TNT, up Meadville, at Keystone Ordnance.
Oh, I see.
Well, they had made stuff for the Army.
I see. Uh-huh.
Then we rode up there in the bus.
Where was that, Greenville, did you say? Meadville.
Meadville.
How long a drive was that?
Well, I had to get up here in the morning and get a cab and go over to the Bessemer and get a...
Oh, the railroad,
No, over to the Bessemer.
Yeah.
Over to Cooper Bessemer, and get a bus from there to Mercer, and then get the Keystone Ordnance bus from Mercer and go up to Meadville.
Well, how long did it take you to get
there? Well, it took about an hour and a half. And
why did the bus leave from Cooper Bessemer? Why not downtown?
Well, that was the Bessemer, or the bus and all the Bessemer men.
Oh, I see.
And so I had to ride that bus.
I see.
And it was going right up to Mercer and on over. Anybody worked at the Bessemer, you know, rode that bus.
What did it cost you for a trip to Meadville on the bus?
Well, I forget now what it was. It wasn't too much.
What did they charge you for the bus to Mercer from here?
I think it was 35 or 75 cents, something like that. I don't know, recall now. It wasn't a great deal. And
so what did you do when you finished the war?
Well, I didn't stay up there till it finished. I was running a high speed printing machine.
At Keystone Ordnance?
Yeah, and we printed all our forms. And we put, I thought, how many, 10,000 copies an hour to print. Uh-huh. They just went out of there like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And so after that, then I got, I don't know, I got the arthritis so bad I couldn't hardly walk, so that I come back home. And then I was doing this silk screen printing for, then I went into the Christmas card business myself. And I made a lot of Christmas cards, silk screen. And then after that, I met this evangelist, and he wanted to know if I could print on cloth. I said yes. So through him, I got to painting flannel graphs to illustrate Bible stories.
I see.
So I'd reproduce the pictures that he would draw in color, and they had a big 28x36, and I had to lay my films over that to color it, you know, and where the paint go through. And I made all my own frames and a whole bit from beginning to end, and I would reproduce that picture in color. There's one hanging out there in the lobby now.
Oh.
It was a temple scene. We had five different of those, and I painted thousands of each one, and they went all over the world, and I made them for Gospel Art Studios and sent them to Van Kampen Press in Wheaton, Illinois, and they distributed them out from there. And missionaries and churches all over the world used them. And then they quit doing that. And then finally I got a job with Domestic Coal Company as a waymaster, night watchman and waymaster. And that was my last job.
I see. Which was your favorite job?
Well, I enjoyed making the flannel graphs. I didn't make much money at it. I didn't make a living. But I figured it was for a good cause.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't, I kept with it until they quit selling them.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed being a waymaster too, night watchman and waymaster.
Oh. Where was, what coal company was that?
Domestic Coal. Mm. It was a an estate. And of course I didn't make much out of it in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I was working, putting her two shifts every night and getting poorly paid for one.
Oh.
So then when the supervisors, when the fellow owned it, or was dead of it when he got killed, and when his son took over as a supervisor, he changed all that.
Yeah.
And gave me more money and cut down my hours.
Oh.
So they were wonderful folks. Uh-huh. It was a Bobo estate.
Mm.
So I retired in 1964.
Did you ever take a vacation?
Yes. And I went to California and back.
Well, you've had one vacation in your life?
Well, that was a big one.
Did your family take vacations?
Well, yes, when they, after they got out on their own.
When did you take your first vacation?
Well, I think that would be the first thing that I would say was a vacation is when I went to California and back. I was gone for 14 days.
How long, when was that?
Well, about
1958. So that was your first time. Had you ever traveled anywhere before then?
Well, Pittsburgh. I went to art
school.
How many
times did you go to Pittsburgh?
Well, I went to art school in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you did? Huh?
Yeah, I went there for 6 months. And then I couldn't walk it because it was icy and that. And so I only spent about 6 months on that deal.
What had you planned to do?
Well, I took up interior decorating.
What school was that?
Pittsburgh is due to Ard.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, what year was that roughly?
That was before I was operated on. Mm-hmm. I was operated on in 1930, in the 30s, so that was back in 1928.
What did you think of Pittsburgh?
It was all right.
Uh-huh. What did you do in Pittsburgh?
Well, I stayed at this rooming house.
At a rooming house. Yeah. Was that pretty common?
Yes.
How was the food there?
It was all right. Uh-huh. There was a man and woman, they ran it. Uh-huh. And, of course, it was a...
Were they homey places?
It was a big house. It was the Moorhead Estate. Uh-huh. People had, before that, I forget how many bathrooms was in the place. It was uh-huh. sort of a mansion-like. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was on Ridge Avenue, 1928 Ridge Avenue.
How many boarders did they have?
They had about 45 boys.
45? Yeah. Oh, boys?
Yeah, all boys.
Oh, it was almost a dormitory.
Yeah,
then, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then we rode the streetcar from there over to Penn Avenue and Stanwyck Street to... Uh-huh. The art school was.
Did all the boys attend the art school who were in that dorm?
No, one of them worked for Duquesne Light, uh-huh. and some of them had different jobs, uh-huh. but they stayed there.
Uh-huh. What did you think of Pittsburgh compared to living out here? Would you have preferred to stay in Pittsburgh?
No, I didn't like the big city.
Why not?
Well, if I liked out in the open more.
Was there anything in particular? How about the crime? Was there much crime in Pittsburgh? Did that bother you?
No, it didn't.
At that time?
No.
Was there much crime?
Could you walk
out at night pretty well?
Well, I imagine you could, but then, I don't know. There's more people now and more crimes and more wrecks because there's more automobiles and all that sort of thing. You know, there's a reason for a lot more today than there was then.
Yeah.
But
did you ever go to any recreational things in Pittsburgh? Like
yeah, I went to
one
of the big theater to hear some of the fellows play the organ.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you just where that was. And I should remember the fellow that played the organ, too, because they were good.
Uh-huh.
I loved organ music.
Did you ever go to any baseball games? Pittsburgh Pirate game?
I did once, but that was before after I left Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
That was after I went to art school.
When was that? What year did you go see the Pirates play?
Mm-hmm. It was the Pittsburgh Pirates and New York Giants then.
Uh-huh.
And that was back when Mel Ott was playing with them.
Uh-huh.
And he was just about my age.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I was for the New York uh-huh. Giants, because this Mel Ott come up there to bat and,
uh-huh.
and Willie Mays. And that was really my team then.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that Mel Ott was something else
when
he played ball.
Uh-huh. Where did they play at that time? Was it Exposition or Forbes Field?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Forbes Field is where it was.
Mm-hmm. How did you get to Pittsburgh?
Well, we went on a, I think I went with my sister and brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went once in a bus, and we got rained out, so we didn't see the mm-hmm. game. It was a busload of us then went.
Oh, I see. When did you get your first car?
Well, when Father died, then that was about my first car. It was a Ford, Model T Ford.
Uh-huh. What year was that?
24 Model T Ford.
Uh-huh.
And it was about he died in 27, so it would be around 27.
Uh-huh. What'd you think of the Model T Ford?
They were all right.
Pretty reliable car?
At that time, yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you work on the car yourself?
I'd done a lot of work on it, yeah.
Were there garages around here to take it to?
Oh, yes.
Did most people fix them themselves?
A lot of them worked on their own, but then there were certain things that you had to take it to a garage for because you didn't have the wrenches.
What pleased you most about your car, your first car?
Well, it was wonderful to be able to ride it and go places.
Oh, you felt freed, huh?
Freed, and uh-huh. it was, you know, you could go down the road at 35, 40 mile an hour, that was something.
Uh-huh. Well, where did you go with it? Did you ever travel much with it?
We went to church, and then we'd go to Franklin and uh-huh. Newcastle. And,
uh-huh. How were the roads?
Well, they were all dirt then,
uh-huh.
but there's a few.
Uh-huh. Did you ever get stuck?
Yes. I got spent a lot of time in the Model T Ford.
What did you dislike most about your first car?
Well, the Model T Ford, they were nice, but then they couldn't compare them with the cars of today. I had a lot of fun with that Model T Ford.
Were they hard to start?
Mine wasn't.
Was it cold in the wintertime?
Yes, mine sat right out in the alley, but I'd go out and had to crank it.
Sitting, there was no heater in those days, was there?
Well, I did, in the touring car I had, there was no heater, and you'd have to put side curtains on if it rained. And then I got
How'd you stay warm in a car without a
heater? Well, you just had to have gloves and your overcoat on here.
The best you could do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I got a sedan, and it had a heater in it.
What year did the heaters come in?
I suppose around 30. Uh-huh. It was a manifold heater, uh-huh. And all I had to do to start it in the morning, it would be out in the alley. That was the touring. I'd pour hot water in the manifold, uh-huh. And get out and crank it and start right off.
That was it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Start right off.
Uh-huh. How did depression affect you? Were you out of work at all?
That's when I was so bad with arthritis and all, I couldn't work.
Oh, I see. But, well, how'd you get along if you couldn't work?
I stayed with my sister and brother-in-law.
They took care of you?
They and mother. And
was there any government aid for you?
No.
None at all?
No. No, and I had a life insurance policy. Uh-huh. I took it out 6 months before I got the arthritis.
Well, an insurance policy.
And after I was off so long, they started paying me so much a week, and they paid me that as long as I was off. Uh-huh. And then I got this job working with Palmer Smith, making $11 a week. Uh-huh. And they were paying me $5 for doing nothing. So I wrote to the company and told them that I was working and didn't think it was eligible for the
That's pretty good honesty.
So then they wrote me one of the most beautiful letters back. I should have kept it, uh-huh. Praising me for what I said. Uh-huh. And so then, of course, too, I went to the commissioners and told them I couldn't pay in taxes either, you know, at that time. So then when I got to working, I felt that I was eligible for taxes, so I went and reported that I was working. Uh-huh. Because, well, it wasn't right if you didn't.
Yeah.
If they caught up with you, you'd have all them back taxes to pay.
Was that more commonly done then than today?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of honest people then. There's a lot of honest people today, too.
It's not really much change.
I don't suppose.
Mm-hmm. You got paid $11 a week. What year was that?
Well, that was before I went to Meadville to work there at TNT. I don't know just when that was.
1930 about or 20?
Oh, it would be.
Before that?
It was after I was operated on because I had a brace on me to hold me straight to help my back. I'm trying to sit in Santa Pauli's limo with that all on him. It was torture. I'd say in 1935.
Uh-huh. So you weren't out of work. When you wanted work, when you were able to work, you got a job.
Right? Yes. Most people, they could get work helping the farmers.
Nobody starved then, huh?
No, nobody starved.
Out here.
If he was able to work, why? Because usually farmers could give you something to do.
Did the New Deal affect this area much? Were you aware of the New Deal?
Well, I don't think it was what they thought it would be. I thought, well, back years ago, it was folks made money and saved it. Mm-hmm. And I said that you have to have somebody save your money for you. Don't do you as much good. Mm-hmm. And
were there any WPA projects or something like that out here?
Yes. As I say, I wasn't on them because I wasn't able to work.
Yeah.
But they had the WPA projects, too. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of money thrown away, too.
Yeah. Let's see now. So you've lived here all your life, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'd say from 1928. About 29, I've lived here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, a little bit about your family. Who was the chief disciplinarian in your family when you were growing up?
Father.
Your father.
Mm-hmm.
Did your mother and father play an equal role in raising children, or
mm-hmm.
pretty equal, huh?
Yes.
Did your mother ever discipline?
Well, she would tell us, and of course we knew that if we didn't, why she'd, if father found it out, well, but mother never whipped us or anything like that, but because dad usually took care of
that. Did he discipline you by spanking you?
Well, he had a razor strap, but he would make it count once in a
while. Were you close? What relationship did you have with each of your parents when you grew up? Were you close to,
yes,
to your
yes.
mother or to your father?
Both of them. Yes.
Why was that?
Well,
did you
see
your
both,
father a lot?
Yeah, we were living with them day and night, you know, and they were both wonderful. They were kind to us, and he just couldn't help it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of lickings when I was a kid, but I didn't get as many as deserved.
Did your family pass down any family history to you?
Well, yes. As I say, my father, he helped this here farmer. I forget where it was, and he used to go to East Aurora, New York, and would get cattle, certain cattle, and bring back or take up. And I don't know just what all father did do, but my mother, when she was young, she and her sister and two brothers lived with their father and mother over here at Barkeyville, and they had the store and post office back when my mother was young.
Uh-huh.
They run the store and post office there in Barkeyville.
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay. Did your family stress work or education more? Were they? Did your father want you to go to high school or?
Well, he wanted us to get an education because, in my case, I wasn't really strong and healthy like some of them, and they thought it would be best if I could get something that I could use my head and have lighter work.
Uh-huh.
And but I managed. They were very good.
Uh-huh. What was the hardest problem you faced while growing up as a youngster? Were there any hard problems, adjustments, or?
Well, I had arthritis when I was a kid. It would be in my hip. And then the doctor said if I plowed, it was in the plowed ground, damp ground, and then he said that wouldn't be good, so my father wouldn't let me do anything like that. He'd let me work where I didn't have to be in the plowed ground.
Uh-huh.
He was very kind and considerate, and then they said that my arthritis, I had tonsil and adenoids that should come out, and so they took those out when I was about 11 years old, and I still had arthritis, so I don't know.
Yeah. How were senior citizens treated when you were young?
Well, we respected them.
Did they live with the family?
A lot of them did.
Did any relatives live with your family?
No, we had, they were all pretty rugged on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather used to come and stay in the spring and help cut potatoes for the plant. We raised 10 acres of potatoes. Mm-hmm. And it took a lot of cutting, and so he'd come up and stay for a week and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd visit back and forwards. But as I say, the senior citizens back then was, we respected them.
Yeah.
But I think today that a lot of them, the senior citizens, are asking too much.
Oh, really?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. They're demanding too much. They say that the government owes them this, they owe us this, they owe us that. And the way some of them act, I just a little ashamed to tell that I'm a senior citizen.
Mm-hmm.
With some of the things that they do and the money they spend today, it isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the young folks that's working today, that's getting up in the morning early and going to work at 7 o'clock as a nurse and putting all kinds of hours in or doing this or that, and the money they're taking out of their paycheck for taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And look what they have to pay for a gallon of gas today that we didn't have to pay that much. We used to get 6 gallons for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
and $5 per dollar.
Yeah.
And the money that they it cost them today, and
Were people pretty comfortable when you were young?
We were.
Did you feel poor?
No. Mm-hmm. Money wasn't everything. Mm-hmm. We had a wonderful life. We was happy. As I say, we had plenty to eat, plenty to wear, mm-hmm. and a good warm place to sleep. Mm-hmm. And it took a lot of work. Mm-hmm. We had 12 cows that we milked, and we had 3 teams of horses. We had a 107-acre farm.
Pretty big, wasn't it?
It was 60 acres of farmland, uh-huh. and it was all in one block. Mm-hmm. And we raised wheat, oats, corn, and potatoes, and hay. Mm-hmm. And
okay. Did you aspire to? Well, you wanted to get a job that would be take care of your body.
Yeah, health wise. Yeah.
Were you ever robbed, or was your home burglarized ever?
Not when I was a kid, but I had my room robbed when I stayed at the hotel.
Here in town? Oh, you stayed at the hotel?
Yeah, I lived at the Travelers Hotel.
Which hotel was it? Oh, the Travelers. How long has that been here?
Oh, it's been here as long as I can remember, and I was there for 28, 29 years.
Has it changed much over the years?
Well, they used to serve meals there, but they don't now. Oh. But they don't now.
Did you used to have a lot of travelers coming through here?
No, they would come, and they usually had quite a few. Mm-hmm. But I was there steady because that's when I worked, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And someone came through the room. Do you think it was an employee, or it's just...
No, we knew it was. We got the stuff back.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The kid had stayed there and robbed before, and they took him in, and then they...
The police, you mean?
Yeah, and then they left him come right back at a stay again. Uh-huh. And I was over at a harmonica banquet. Uh-huh. It was in the evening, and when I come back, why, I'd taken my cufflinks off.
Uh-huh.
That was the first time I'd worn them in a long time, you know. So I went to put them away, and my jewel box was missing.
Uh-huh.
And I, something just told me right then, this isn't right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I noticed one or two other things missing. So I come downstairs, and of course when I did, the maintenance man, of course the fault runs the hotel, they heard me, and they come out and they said, yes, we know. I said, there's something wrong. They said, yes, we know.
Uh-huh.
And in the meantime, why, they'd got him, and...
Oh, they'd already reported him.
Well, they already had reported, searched his room and found most of the stuff there.
Uh-huh.
And, but uh-huh. I got everything back that he'd taken. He'd never taken it out of the hotel yet.
Oh, I see.
And I had a wonderful time at this harmonica banquet, and I heard world famous harmonica players.
Uh-huh.
And I was on cloud 9 and come home to find that where it just took the bottom right out of everything.
What kind of entertainment was there in Grove City in those days? Did people come through? Were there lecturers or plays or musicals or anything of the sort?
Well, they had, there'd be evangelists come, and I guess they had plays and whatnot. At the high school, they had those. Uh-huh. And the college, they'd have their plays, but I never went to any of them because I never was interested in that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. So it was only the movie house really was the main...
and I never went to too many movies. We had 2 opera houses here in Grove City.
Opera? You mean...
Movies.
Movies?
Yeah. Yeah.
What were their names?
Well, one was Guthrie, and one was the Lee Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one first that started, I forget the name of it. It was right across the street on this side as you're going down.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of it, but it was 15 cents to get the show.
Oh, there were 3, huh? 15.
Well, no, at that time that was the only one.
Oh, I see.
And after that closed, or uh-huh. something, they had
what
the other 2.
What year did the movies come to Grove City first?
Was
there one here when you were young?
Yes, but the Guthrie was the first theater that had the sound.
Oh.
See, before they were all silent pictures.
Uh-huh.
And I forget just the year the sound come in.
29 or 30.
And when they had the sound, and that was something else to have that.
Yeah, everyone was thrilled.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was a big thing.
Uh-huh. Were the theaters comfortable? Did they have the soft seats?
No, they had, yeah, they were comfortable.
Did they sell popcorn then, too?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Were there any crimes that people looked the other way on, you know, where they were allowed to go on around here?
No, I think that Grove City's was always a pretty fair place.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they have their clubs, like, uh-huh. but everybody knows they're there and they know what they do, but uh-huh. as far as, I think Grove City is one of the nicest little towns there is around.
Yeah.
And there's some people condemn it, and I listened to them doing it, and the fellow that traveled, he told me, and told the guy, he said, well, I'll tell you something. He said, I've been here for a month, and he said, I think you've got a beautiful little town. He said, tell you what you do. He said, you come to my little town. Mm-hmm. And he said, you appreciate Grove City. Mm-hmm. And he told where he was from. I forget now the name of the place.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been several that come here, and they all said the same thing. Grove City was mm-hmm. a nice little town.
It has
the church of your choice.
Yeah.
And it has the good schools and then the Cooper Bessemer. It's Cooper Industries now.
Yeah. How long have they been here? They were here when you came.
Yes, it was a Bessemer gas engine when it first started out.
Uh-huh. Have the blacks in town always been here?
I think there's blacks for a long time. They had a funeral home here one time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Were there more blacks then than now?
Oh, you mean...
black people.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, I thought you meant people that ain't black.
I see.
They had a few out in Hallville.
Where they are now?
Yeah.
Mean?
And the ones I knew were the Hollands, and they were bunny nice folks.
Mm-hmm.
Very friendly, very good.
Where did they work in those days?
Well, at the Bessemer and coal and whatnot.
Well, they were hired. Could they get any job at the Bessemer? Were they hired as readily as whites?
Well, they hired them.
Uh-huh.
But up here, you see, we use them like they're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And if one drove the bus, Bill Murphy, and you wouldn't ask for a better fella.
Mm-hmm.
And he drove cab. And when he'd take you home, he'd get out and help you open the door and help you carry your stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fellow that owned the cabs, he'd just sit there and let you do it all yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very courteous.
Mm-hmm.
In any place I ever was, and I've got some black folks that couldn't ask for any better people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people call them the colored folks, but they're not colored. Uh-huh. We're the ones that are colored. They're absent from color.
Uh-huh.
And we're the ones that's got the color in us.
Yeah.
So when you speak of the black man is a colored man, he's not colored at all.
Was there much racism in Grove City in the 20s?
No, I don't think.
Ever any racial strife or tension?
No, I don't know. There was some of the old ones wasn't so readily to cooperate with the Catholics.
Uh-huh.
But in later years, we had a minister over here by the name of Reverend Henderson, and he was one of the best ministers that I ever heard.
Uh-huh.
And he and the Catholic priest would sit side by side.
Yeah.
And